This is David.
Hi, David. It's Nadine with Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good, you know, blessed and highly favored.
That's good.
Right? Praise the Lord, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
So I just wanted to make sure we can go over your receipt, and did you get a chance to look at the application I sent yesterday?
I tried to look at it, and wasn't acting right last night.
It's okay. So one thing I want to tell you when you're filling out that application, okay?
Okay.
There's a part where it's going to ask you, how many employees do you have? Okay?
Okay.
What they're talking about is employees that are face-to-face with your client doing the bidding and collecting the money. I'm assuming that is only you, right?
That is correct.
So when you're filling out that application and it's asking about employees, how many, you put zero.
Yep.
And then the next questions after that, it's going to ask for the employee's information. What you're going to put is N/, it's like a line, diagonal
not
line.
Available.
And
yeah, not available.
Not applicable. There you go. Yes. So that's what you'll put, okay? Now, when it asks you for the certificate of liability insurance, it's just the one paper that we send you the example of that we put on there. And then your license, you can upload both of them if you want, or one or the other. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, you don't have to have both? Just one?
If you want to put both, I mean, that's a plus for you because it'll show on there.
Yeah, I'm struggling. I found my, I got to figure out where it is. I put everything in one spot, and I've got everything but my master gas.
That's okay.
I don't know. It was in my truck, you know.
It's okay.
Yeah, I've got one, but I can get the other one.
Yeah.
I can get the other one, and it's probably right here in my, I got to go through my console because everything.
Yeah. You still got time. I would suggest when you do the application, at least upload the one that you have, and then when you find the other one, then just send it to us.
Okay.
And we'll attach it.
And now, like on my general liability, do y'all have an email or something that I can just call my company and have them send it to you?
They don't need to add us. You're just going to send us that one paper that shows the proof that you have it, and we gave you an example. Okay?
Okay. I just got to get a proof.
Yeah, it's called a certificate of liability insurance. It's called the Accord. You might have it within your papers.
I don't even know. So I'm still gonna have to get him to. I'm still gonna have to get him to send
it. Just tell your insurance guy, hey, I need you to send me my certificate of liability insurance. I'll text it to you. What it's called.
Okay.
Okay. So this way you know what to ask them for. It's real simple.
Yeah, because see, I don't keep up with any of it because when one of my contractors or something asks for it, I just get their email and I send it. I have them send it to them.
Yeah, if you want, I mean, they could send it to us too. Let me send it. I'm going to text you where they could send it to. support@localsplash.com. I'm going to send it to you. That's where they can send it to. And then it'll come right to us. Okay, and then they'll know, okay, we know what business this belongs to. So if that's easier for you to say, hey, I'm going to give you this email. I need you to send them my certificate of liability insurance. It's called
the
Accord.
That's what I do. That's why I do everything. So
to make it easier for you, hon, absolutely, whatever works,
Just being one guy, you have to do, you know, you have to figure out the easiest way to do it.
I know you wear a lot of hats. Now, were you able to open up the receipt? I know we did it yesterday, but there was like some buttons that you weren't seeing, right?
I went back in there and it still wasn't buttoned and it was saying it was done. It was only one.
There should be three, actually.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's interesting. Okay. And I can have a technician look at it because it could be something, it could be something within there that's just not popping up, you know what I mean? And have them look at that. Okay. Did you have any other questions for me? I know we're going to be calling you shortly.
No, ma'am. I don't have any other questions except I'm supposed to go into the chiropractor.
Okay. All right. So we'll be calling you between 3 and 4 o'clock your time. But if for some reason when we call you, if you need 5 or 10 more minutes, you just let us know that and we'll call you back.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
All righty. Thank you. Bye-bye.